down.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sanity spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that'll drag people down to the pit of despondent sea. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. It's a song that'll carry a message along to the densest of foggy nights. And a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can catch your heart free from the chains of a past. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad and spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that'll do us all in. I can't sympathize with the form of my eyes as a hope shining bright as day. I've got to follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song that makes sanity spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that'll drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he's coming soon for a sugar like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad and spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sound that'll drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he's coming soon for a sugar like you and me.
Grace to meet my needs.
6 years for us, so you don't have to see my better side the whole time while I'm playing with the sound system. And it's not that great a side, so it's much better to have Jerry back there than me up here. It's, if there's an issue with the sound, it's spelled I-S-E-M-I-N-G-E-R. All complaints go to Jerry. Sonny paid his dues, I paid. It's Jerry's turn, and he's good to hear it. He doesn't mind at all. He'll just turn it down. Okay? So Jerry's back there. And we love Jerry. Jerry and his wife have been kind of grandparents, surrogate grandparents to my kids for the whole time they've been alive. So we really appreciate it. But there is a grandparent here. All the way to my left is Bill Simpson. He celebrated his 39th birthday yesterday. Now, his 39th birthday wasn't yesterday, but we celebrated it yesterday. Okay. So he's been singing gospel music for many years. Anybody here at the Jubilators Quartet? Original bass singer for them. He actually sang with the Pharisees. Okay, that was the first gospel quartet ever, and he was part of that. Now, Sonny had a couple of girls. The piano player that's not here today, because she has other obligations, married my brother. And I married the piano player's sister. So, and the girls belong to Sonny. And we were going to be called the Simpsons, because this is Bill Simpson, but Fox took that name from us. And so now we decided to go with the Hefner. So Sonny sings our bass, Terry sings our tenor. Now, the only non-original member of the group isn't old enough. We just found a disc from 1991 where we were singing at a New Year's Eve praise service, and it was BB before Billy. Okay? He wasn't even born when we started singing. And this is Billy. He's singing all the parts I used to be able to sing when I was younger and could sing higher. He also carries in the equipment, fixes the computers, and that's why we keep him around. He also does the things that we forget that we can do. He is a witness every day at school. He's graduated from Shepherd now, and I know that when he finally gets that job that gets him out of my basement, that he will also walk that same road and be an example. But he always did this. We're really appreciative of Billy. Plus, he can really sing, so we'd like to have him here. That's all the Hefners, and we're going to go back in time and sing an old gospel song called My Anchor Club.
On life's troubled sea. But since I trusted in his power to save, the winds may be blowing, but I'm here to stay.
I cast my anchor of hope into the sea.
He is by my side. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me.
He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name, 'cause he's watching. He's watching me.
Now he might be busy building rainbows or making demons flee, but he'll still find the time to make some time for you and me.
There's nothing, no, no, nothing
he would rather do. He knows when I'm in trouble, he don't miss a thing. One eye's on that sparrow and the other one's on me. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me.
He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak. Things to do. His number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. 'Cause he's watching, he's watching me. Yes, he's watching, he's watching me.
I didn't know if I had this one start automatically or not. There it is. I sing this one.
In sorrow I was sinking, had all but stopped believing anyone would hear my call. Lost everything I measured, lost everything I treasured, determining how far I'd fall. In my desperation, I called upon the Savior, lead me to some solid
sinking sand, safe in the hand of God. A foundation that is sure and ever will endure to comfort the hurting heart. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock.
Well, if your world is crumbling, you don't know what is coming, you spend your days wondering why. Everything around you seems to work against you. You question, will it ever stop? Well, friend, I've seen the bottom. I know just where you're heading, and it's not where you think. Believe me when I tell you that God is gonna bless you way beyond your dreams.
Well, I've been to the bottom, and I found at the bottom there's a blessing. A place for us to stand away from sinking sand, safe in the hand of God. A foundation that is sure and ever will endure to comfort the hurting heart. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock. A place for us to stand away from sinking sand, safe in the hand of God. A foundation that is sure and ever will endure to comfort the hurting heart. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock.
Where's our Sunday school teacher for this morning? Is he here? Okay, he's not here. He talked about being ADHD. He's not close. There were 300 kids in my elementary school. There was one, just one, kid in the hall. And it was me. They moved my desk up, third grade desk, fourth grade desk. They got bigger, but they just stayed in the hall. And they just left me there. They didn't have medicines for ADHD back. They didn't even know what it was. They just knew that Paul couldn't sit still. And if there's any other sound in the whole world, he couldn't concentrate. So out in the hall, and right up we went. And Mr. Winstanley would walk by. How you doing, Paul? Doing good, Mr. Winstanley. He was the principal. And he just left me there because the teachers had already had a talk with him. And they'd come out at the end of the day, had all my work done, everything was great. But I kind of liked it in the hall because, you know, it was a safe place.
They wouldn't put him in the office because he answered
the phone. I did. They put me in the office one day and I answered the phone. It was raining. So anyway, to this day, at work they have to kind of keep. My book is always the one that has the most patience because they don't dare leave an empty slot. Then they can't find me. Okay, they'll have to go look for me somewhere. But you know, God, you wonder as you're growing up and you're that person, Does God love you? And of course, from the day that you're born in church, the day that you come to church, you guys know, Jesus loves me. They know this song. Jesus loves me, the Son of God. They know that song. But you know, he also likes you, and that's harder. You can really love somebody and do anything for them. Even those people that we don't want to hear on the debates, I wish them no harm because I love them as people. I don't know that I'd have dinner with them. Okay? Because we have nothing to talk about. Okay? Unless they want to talk about Jesus, we have nothing to talk about. If they want to talk about Jesus, come on down. I have something to talk about. But that's about it. But I love them. I protect them. I wish them no ill will. I pray that they get their heads screwed on right. You know, we hope for those things. But God likes us. He likes all of us that are part of his kingdom. And he likes me, which is just amazing to me. And my wife's back here laughing when I said that, that God would like me. She knows me best. This next song is a beautiful song that Sonny sings for us. And it simply talks about that. And listen to this very carefully. He loves me.
He loves. figure out why I never can shout about the love that fills my soul. Must confess, I can't express the feelings deep inside me, the things I know but cannot show. One day will so loud, it may even sound like thunder. My tearful eyes will fill the skies till it looks like rain.
When I leave this world, past the gates of pearl, and stand before the Savior, I'll let my soul let the glory roll, and from the roll he calls my name. today, and the mute man was telling myself and the
keeps all it all.
Ask the blind man,
he saw it all.
You know, we were talking earlier about God's healing power. And you know, if we trust in Him, He's told us it's good, that He'll touch us, He'll heal. It's just like His scarred hand was touched and taken with Him.
He is a mountain.
Oh!
I got what I think is a real treat for you next. About 5 years ago now, one of our very, Jerry's wife passed away, and we were asked to, that Billy would sing at her memorial service, and we chose a song that we had just heard not long before. The guy, you ever hear a guy Penrose? Casey, he's okay. Billy's better. But anyway, he sang this song in one of their albums that talks about when the saints move before, we can look forward, like the young, like you said during your introductory songs. Well, bye. Good job, guys. That was nice. We were happy with you. You said, man, we're going to like it here. They like to sing. This is good. This is good. But he talked about, you know, looking forward to being there. But isn't it better to know that the saints are there too? The people that we knew and loved and have moved on to be with Jesus and be in that choir and you know, be there at the throne listening to Jesus' message and only Jesus' message. Those people have gone on before. We're going to go to my brother's a pediatrician. He chose pediatrics over general medicine because he said if he was doing his general rotations, you know what the success rate is of a general practitioner? Zero. At some point, you lose all your patients. They grow old and they move on. Some of them not so. I mean, it's part of life is the other half. But knowing that they are there, knowing that they'll be there, makes it easy to go on.
The other day I passed the place you always like to go, and I picked up the phone because I thought you'd want to know, but I forgot you weren't there. I miss you on these days when I'm reminded of your smile and the funny things you'd say. I see you most at Christmas. You were like a little kid. You always loved a good surprise, and now I must admit that I long more for heaven than I ever did before. You give me one more reason, and each day fisherman. Somehow you left me too. Though I have felt you many times, and though you saw me through, I've always longed to feel your arms and look into your eyes and talk forever, me and you, somewhere
in paradise. Knowing we can spend a lifetime reminiscing on the past. Knowing I will see your face again where tender moments last.
Sing with us. If you know the song, this is In Christ Alone. If you know the song, sing with us. Sing with me.
In Christ alone, I put my trust. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest crowd and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all. I stand
in Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless state, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the Lamb of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live.
source of hope is Christ alone.
One of the things I like best about your church is there's no clock in the back. So, we do have one more song. This is the season. You know, we spend so much time in December lining up what we're going to do for Christmas and Jesus' birth. And so appropriate that is. We have living nativities. We have children's programs. We have cantatas and cantatas and cantatas and cantatas. And, you know, the practice is every week since June. And we prepare for that. But do we prepare so much for Easter? Do we think about what he was born to do? And I think we take it a little for granted. We take for granted the triumphal entry into Jerusalem that was so foretold thousands of years before. And the death on the cross that was foretold thousands of years before. What the Jews were looking for was a Messiah, not a baby in a manger. They were looking for the one to free them. And he did. And this is the season. This is the time for us to just jump up for joy and remember what he did for us. You know, he was slain as a lamb and rose as a lion. And he's going to be there for us. And he's there for us right now. We're going to finish with one more song. I want to thank you so much for having us here. We get way more of a blessing out of it than you do, because we don't have to listen to us. Okay. And let's not forget the songwriters that put these words together, and we have representation from some of the greatest songwriters we have. This next one, I think, is a Phil Cross song. And if you're familiar with this guy, unbelievable in his message. So thank you so much, and we're going to finish with There Rose a Lamb.
I forgot. We have stuff in the back. Thank you. God bless you all.
Give these folks a good one. Anyone who sings Christ the Road is good in my book. Amen. I see a table in the back with some CDs on it. Please visit that table and take home some of this good singing. Take it home, put it in your car, drive down the road, and pull up to the red light and somebody will be popping inside you. Roll down the window, turn up the volume. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless. Will you stand with us this morning? Brother Lonnie Bell, you close it together.
Hallelujah. Father, we're so thankful for this group here that's come today. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that we've felt in our singing. We thank you, Lord, that it touched our hearts and touched our minds. Amen. Lord, let us carry those songs with us today. We go about our ways. Keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.